Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Lisa. It is December 27th, 2019. I hope your holiday season has been fruitful, joyful, contributory, and collaborative. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast. Today, we're going to talk about need. Need. I'll spell it out for you. N-E-E-D. Let's talk about needs. I'm going to start with a question. What is the one need you still have that you believe if that one need gets fulfilled will solve everything and take you to the success you desire, to the, you know, elevated up-leveled living that you desire? And like, you're holding on to this need, either consciously or subconsciously, and you think if that need gets fulfilled, you're going to be okay. So what am I talking about? What do you mean by needs? Well, ask yourself, what's a need that I still believe that if it gets fulfilled will solve everything? So do you have a need to be liked? Do you have a need to be adored? Do you have a need to be acknowledged? Do you have a need to be perfect or look right? Do you have a need for your family's approval, for love, for honesty, to be right? Maybe to be proven that you're not a burden. Maybe to be received. Maybe you have a need for people to do things the way you want them to do it. So I've become aware recently that I have, on a more personal level, a very strong need to be loved. Almost addictively and compulsively. And I've hidden this from talking about it publicly or even from myself in so many different ways over these past decades of my personal growth. And I've been talking about it recently. And so I decided to make this show about this. Because what I've learned about my body is that when my body is in need, I eat more, I sleep more, I don't treat my body as well, I don't drink as much water as I would like to drink, I don't hang around the people that actually will support the change that I'm looking for, or when I'm with the people that will support the change that I'm looking for, when I'm in that need, I can't receive it. So I create conflict, or I create distance, or I create a problem. I'm sure none of you do this. It's just me. But when I became aware of this need inside to be loved, I know because I've done a lot of work and I'm in the mental health field and have been doing this for 25 years or more. Professionally and working on myself since, you know, whenever one starts, as young as I can remember, I started working on myself and changing things. I've always been a consciousness seeker. And this thing about love has stayed with me. It's gotten better and better and better and better and better. But it came to a head recently, and I'm going to share a little bit about this in regards to need and see how it works for you as well. I hope it's a contribution. So it's kind of like this. We know, because we're smart people and we're educated people about self-help, that you got to love yourself before you can allow anybody else to really to receive the love of anybody else. So we do things to love ourselves. I kickbox regularly, I go to the gym regularly, I go to the chiropractor, I go to cryotherapy, massage therapy, colonics, keep up with my doctor's appointments, I do energy healing, I do sessions on myself as well as with clients. Like, I take really good self-care of myself, and it's a lot of doing. And I've learned the art of receiving all of that in my body more and more. And it keeps me well, especially with all the travel to all the different countries I do, 10 or 15 different countries every year. I'm very grateful for that. And every year, every decade, I receive more and more and more and more. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You can't receive something you're not willing to be. So there was something that I became aware of that I wasn't willing to be around love. And you could have blew me over about this because I was like, wow, still at 50. Another level, I know. But here it is, that the bottom belief, if you will, or the hidden belief that I'm shining a flashlight on, is that somewhere inside of me, way, 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 way back when, I made a decision about love, that I would never be loved, that anybody that did love me would either be crazy or they'd be lying to me. Either way, I wouldn't receive it. That there was something innately unlovable about me, and that decision has been etched in my physiological cellular memory, as well as what you might call or know as the aura. In some schools of thought, we call it the exoskeleton, what you've pushed out of your awareness, but it still has a resonant frequency or a moonbeam, if you will, into your body, and then actualizes that decision that you're not aware of in your life, right in front of you. And we wear those decisions on our body. Those decisions show up in our life. So what I'm talking about with regards to love is, whenever I feel that unlovable feeling, I put it very easily, I eat more, and I certainly eat more chocolate. I'm a little less inclined to be by myself and sit with myself. I also isolate. I shut down. I disconnect from the activities or the people or the places or the situations or events that, you know, would really nurture collaboration, connection, creation, which is what I desire. But because when I'm in that need that I'm looking for, that I believe if it just gets fulfilled, if that one person or one situation just gives me the right amount of love, then it'll unlock this whole schema of being unlovable. But it never does. That's the cruel joke. It only makes you want more, push away more, cause more conflict, and make people dance around you to try to fulfill that need that can never be fulfilled, because you're the one that has a fixed point of view. I'm the one that has a fixed point of view that I'll never be loved. So what's your need that you have a fixed point of view about, that you'll never be X, Y, or Z? That you're actually actualizing your life, your relationships, your money flows, your business, your body on right in front of you and in the future, which is actually creating the relationships, the dynamics, and the life and living that you actually hate. Just need to pause there for a moment. Yes, because it's those decisions that we locked in as a conclusion or a point of view that creates your future reality. And it's those same decisions, points of view, and conclusions that create the relationships you hate, the body you don't actually want, the money flow or lack of flow that causes you strife, and the conflict that distances everything good from you. So it's kind of like, even though you have this need that you think you're looking for, like the carrot in front of you, that you think if you find it and you get it, it's going to fulfill it and change it, but nobody can fulfill that need because you've already made a decision that it can never be. So you have this need, I learned myself, to be loved, but I decided that it will never be fulfilled. And in that decision that it would never be fulfilled, I created a point of view that shut down the possibility of it ever being fulfilled. But I'm still looking for it, but it'll never be fulfilled. So everywhere I go and everything that comes in that looks like love, smells like love, tastes like love, and is love, and I mean love generally, it can be intimately, I mean it in three ways, let's put it this way. Intimately, friendship, and business. And so even when it comes in any of those areas or all of those areas, I can only receive it through my interesting point of view, that is conclusion. And that conclusion prevents me from ever having that which I'm seeking to solve everything. Say what? So essentially, I can never have the possibility. Every point of view, every conclusion you have sits between you and your communion with yourself, you and your communion with your body, you and your communion with your business, you and your communion with your relationships, you and your communion with your friends, you and your communion with your intimate partners. Everything, no matter what you want, whatever that need is. And it never allows you to move forward in creation. It's kind of like the same thing. If you have the need for acknowledgement, let's take it off of love. Okay. What are you looking for in the seeking of acknowledgement, the need of acknowledgement, that you're actually not willing to acknowledge in yourself, that if you acknowledged it in yourself, would end your need of acknowledgement? I'm saying the same thing about love. What am I looking for with regards to love that I'm not willing to have for myself, the love, that if I gave myself that love, it would end my need of seeking that love? So, those moments where you are actually looking for communion, looking for acknowledgement, looking to be fulfilled, I would actually ask you to look in the mirror first about how you're not willing to fulfill you in that area. And look to your past about when you may have made that decision that gave you power back then, but is creating your powerlessness in your present. Doesn't need to be this whole trauma drama, but if you find that one time, it's usually an age, the one decision or situation that you made, it'll come really easy when you focus on it. And then you can look at it and realize, oh my God, I was 5 or I was 6 or I was 3. I'm 50 now or I'm 60 now or I'm 30 now. Do I actually believe that? Do I require to keep believing that? Has it run its course and done its job, and am I willing to change it? Most of the time, it'll just be a yes. And then there's energy clearing statements and simple things that actually can change the circuitry to create a future possibility that has never been actualized until this moment. But you've got to embrace and examine these questions first before you can embody and expand into a new reality. That's just the way that it is. And it's really about looking at all the ways that we judge, conclude, decide, and computate to give us security and stability about what we can predict is going to happen. A predictable reality is not a possibility. A predictable reality is just that, 2 + 2 = 4. An infinite reality asks, if I was creating for now and the future, what would I change and what would I create? See, when I ask questions like that, my body expands so freely and lightly and energetically and effortlessly. And when I get predictable and like 2 + 2 = 4, and I need to have that love in that way, and I need to be acknowledged in this way, and you need to say it to me this way, and you need to treat me that way, you need to do this way, you do that way. My body gets heavy and dense and tired and constricted, and who wants to be around that? I don't even want to be around myself around that as I say it right now. I'm like, how quick can I change this topic? So, really, to end the past, which will also change your body, we're focusing on what you chose in the past that keeps you powerless so that you can create the possibility of future focused in the now and not in conclusion. So one of the tools that I would suggest you use is this thing to say over and over and over again. And it's a tool from Access Consciousness. I am an Access Consciousness facilitator. I am also a doctor of psychology, a marriage and family therapist, and a theta healer. And I have a whole bunch of tools in my toolbox. And I will pull from any modality to create a future possibility. And this is a really great one. It's called Interesting Point of View Tool. And basically what you do is every need you have and every acknowledgement you require, everything that kind of makes you feel heavy in your body, constricted, stuck in your head, and just in a fixed position that isn't actually getting you what you want. How do you know it's not getting you what you want? You're having conflicts. People are looking at you like, what are you talking about? Or your partner's like, you're just trying to create trouble. Whenever you get that need and you start sensing yourself kind of leaving your body, forcing a conclusion, forcing a position, forcing your rightness, I call it the ego, edging God out. If God is offensive to you, edging goo, I don't know another word, edging God out, edging the good out, okay? You say, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, until the need and acknowledgement and compulsion in your body, like you'll feel that frenetic energy until it dies down. And then there's just nothing but space and there's no more attachment. So when I recently went through this with this love thing, I had to sit with myself and just say, interesting point of view. You can do it when you're walking. You don't have to just sit. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. And then the next thing came was, oh, is that even my point of view? And I was like, oh my God, no, that isn't my point of view. That's somebody else's point of view. And then I realized, oh my God, this love thing that I created so much compulsion with and conflict with and pushing people that I really, really love and adore and care about away is actually not even my point of view. Hello, I don't think I want to do that anymore. And then it changed. And then I didn't do it anymore. And it's not something that, this is something that you can use all the time. Because in this reality, we get pulled by a lot of things, and especially by our points of view. And what I mean by point of view is not like taking a stand. Like, my business is called Live Your Roar, and the target of Live Your Roar is to eliminate and eradicate all forms of abuse off this planet so that all individuals can live radically and orgasmically alive. That's an awareness that I have. So, and that's something I stand for. And yeah, there's some points of view about that. You know, I believe that there can be a world without abuse. I do. I don't know if it's going to be created in my lifetime, but I'm doing my darndest going around the world over and over and over again, facilitating my workshops, doing these podcasts, working with clients to contribute to that. The points of view that I'm talking about that are the ones that are the red flags are the ones that have judgment attached to it, the the ones that have constriction attached to it, the ones that have limitation attached to it, the ones that take you out of your body, the ones that create conflict, the ones that create the exact opposite of what you actually wish to create. So, tap in right now to a need that you have that is driving you a little batty. Let it percolate up in your body. Put your hand where you feel it. Is it your heart center, your heart, your gut, your thighs, your head? Just put your hand there. And if it's more than one place, put both hands in those places. And then just use this tool. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that feeling. Interesting point that I feel that feeling in my body in these ways regarding that need. Maybe even say it out loud. I have the need to be acknowledged. I have the need to be loved. Interesting point, and then say, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, and interesting point of view that I have that point of view. And then you'll get to realize right now, see if you can realize that you've manufactured or pretended to be that point of view that might not even be yours. Who did you learn it from? When did you learn it? How old were you? Just let that information come. Whatever comes, interesting point of view that I was 12 when that happened. Interesting point of view that I was being my uncle. Interesting point of view that I was mimicking my mother. Whatever it is, now ask body, can you now lose this and set it free? And let it flow off of you. Feel it like water flowing off of you, like a wave in the ocean, just removing it from you and dissipating it. And then ask what you would like to create from this point forward. Yes, it's instead of that, but what would you like to create? Without any definition, be undefined for a moment. Be the blank tapestry. You can create your life each moment with each choice. The conclusion from the past, create your life with each moment with each choice. So why can't changing the conclusions from the past to the present space of possibility and choose possibility in the moment now, updated as the conscious adult you truly be, and create the reality that you would like to create for now and the future? What would you change and what would you create now? Awareness creates the future of what is truly possible for you. Conclusions regurgitate the past. Your body no longer needs to be the hoarding storage container for your past conclusions that you only needed to survive. The surviving is over. You are now into thriving to live radically alive. I hope this was a contribution for you. Interesting point of view. If I can be more of a contribution to you, check out drlisacooney.com. I've got some wonderful money programs and choosing money programs and personal programs and individual programs and practitioner programs, as well as this podcast. Can't wait to meet you someday. I hope my words fill you with an energy, a space, a consciousness, and a choice of being the body of change that you truly be by embracing, examining, embodying, and expanding into the reality you know you be. Happy New Year, my friends. What are you believing for in 2020. Let's roar. Bye for now.